Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Not all federal employees are off the job because of the government shutdown. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports from San Jose Mineta International Airport, where things seem to be operating fairly smoothly with TSA employees screening passengers.
The security line out here at San Jose International has looked pretty typical for a Thursday morning. TSA employees are expected to stay on the job, but in years past, what we've seen is people start calling in sick. Travelers here, for the most part, showed up early.
Anytime there's something going on with the government, and people are going to kind of freak out a little bit. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be, though.
My understanding is that essential workers, so I'm hoping that this qualifies.
Did you plan ahead at all?
No, we just kind of winged it. I mean, I've been hearing about it. I figured if the flights were going to be canceled, they'll let us know, but our flight's still on, so.
TSA employees are expected to get back pay. Security screeners at SFO are not federal employees, but work for a private contractor, so they're not affected either. At San Jose International Airport, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
San Francisco's annual Fleet Week is in jeopardy. The federal government shutdown has forced the Navy and Marine Corps to temporarily pause all planning for their participation. KCBS's Matt Bigler with more.
The biggest casualty for Fleet Week? The thrilling Blue Angels have been officially grounded. Navy warships will also not be docking in the Bay Area. The Slim Down Festival will likely mean fewer visitors to San Francisco next week. Reaction from Amy Cleary with the Golden Gate Restaurant Association.
We're used to having this huge event where millions of people come to watch the Blue Angels. So having that cut off sort of at the last minute is a challenge.
Instead of the Blue Angels, Fleet Week will feature the Snowbirds, the Canadian Aerial Acrobatics Squadron. Jim Breen, chairman and CEO of the Airshow Network, tells KCBS the Blue Angels could still fly over San Francisco if a funding agreement is reached by next Wednesday.
They said we want to fly San Francisco. It's our favorite show of the year. It's up to our friends in Congress to make it happen.
Fleet Week begins on Sunday with the first air show Friday, October 12th. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Repair work on a bridge that is over a century old outside of the town of Sonoma means Highways 12 and 121 will be closed for 30 days. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from Sonoma that some local wineries are worried the disruption could hurt their business.
The closure will make way for Caltrans to replace the railings on the Arroyo Seco Bridge. The decision to do it now made in part due to hopefully favorable weather. After closely consulting with first responders, Caltrans also opting for a 30-day full closure over 60 days of one-way traffic controls. The work will likely create some traffic headaches. Ned Hill is with the nearby La Prenda Wines. He says these roads get busy on weekends at the best of times.
When roads get packed or when there is an accident or something like that or a closure, then things can get a little congested.
In the midst of harvest, Hill says this is a critical time for both winemaking as well as welcoming visitors, with October being one of the most popular months to welcome tourists.
It's the best time of year for us. It's when we make hay, right? So we work all year for this short time. to get these grapes off and get them processed at the wineries and enjoy the fruits of our labor.
The project is set to be complete by the end of the month. In Sonoma, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Governor Newsom is telling state insurance regulators that they need to come up with strategies for reining in California's out-of-control home insurance market. The governor has issued an executive order saying he wants to see recommendations from those regulators and other state agencies on insurance costs and accessibility, wildfire mitigation, victim compensation, utilities, energy infrastructure, and emergency response. Newsom, in a statement, says California is taking action in the face of what he calls a worldwide climate-fueled insurance crisis. San Francisco's Muni is testing a program to keep its buses cleaner. KCBS's Kathy Whitman reports it is part of an effort to increase ridership and make those rides safer.
Muni is taking customer satisfaction seriously, especially since last year the transit system received the highest customer ratings in its history. And in an effort to keep that up, they're piloting a two-week program where ambassadors ride the buses on the 14 Mission Line.
By having our ambassadors wearing their orange hoodies ride the routes, we want to have a welcoming, safe presence.
Amanda Eakin with the SFMTA says cleaning crews will also be doing their jobs while the buses are moving and getting rider feedback. This pilot is part of a competition with cities around the world asked to come up with innovative improvements for city services. And San Francisco is one of 50 finalists.
If we're successful, part of what we would win is $1 million to deploy our idea.
The pilot program relies on customer input.
If a customer raises a concern, that will be then directly communicated to our control center.
The pilot continues through Thursday, October 9th. Kathy Whitman, KCBS.
A man's been arrested in the South Bay on suspicion of attempted murder after a fight this week at San Jose's Gish Light Rail Station sent a 42-year-old unhoused man to the hospital in critical condition. Brandon Fryshaw was arrested within hours of the incident late Monday night and is being held without bail at the main jail in San Jose.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Neighborhood leaders from around San Jose will flock to City Hall this Saturday for the annual Neighborhoods Conference. KCBS's Shannon Golden spoke with Mayor Matt Mahan about what attendees can expect.
It's a day full of workshops and panel discussions that Mahan says is aimed at empowering the city's more than 200 neighborhood associations.
This conference is an opportunity to build a relationship with them, help them network with each other and share best practices, and learn how to better access and leverage city resources and services for their neighborhoods to make them better, to make them safer.
And according to Mahan, it's a chance for the city to help and even learn from those participating in the most local, most accessible form of democratic participation.
We ask them, what's going on in your neighborhood? How could it be safer, cleaner, more vibrant for you and your family? And they always have great ideas and a willingness to roll up their sleeves.
Registration is free to the public. In San Jose, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
What is the greenest city in America? Well, here's a hint. It's right here in the Bay Area, as we hear from KCBS's Mary Hughes.
Apparently green is the way to go if you're in California.
And that's definitely reflected in a new Wallet Hub study. It looked at 100 cities across the country to determine which is the greenest, taking into account everything from greenhouse gas emissions to smart energy policies. Three Bay Area cities made it into the top five, and at number one is San Jose. So what is the South Bay city doing right when it comes to being green? Part of its success is in keeping the urban heat index levels down thanks to eco-friendly forms of development.
Overdevelopment is often an enemy of the environment, but there are ways to make it where you can have both and it still be sustainable, and San Jose is ranked very high in that.
Wallet Hub analyst Chip Lupo also says that San Jose is really leaning into renewable energy options, with more than 47% of the city's electricity coming from renewable sources such as solar panels. And those two other Bay Area cities in the top five, Oakland came in at third, San Francisco at fifth. Mary Hughes, KCBS.
When it comes to teachers' pay in the United States, people doing that job are falling further behind other people with college degrees. A report from the Economic Policy Institute and the Center for Economic and Policy Research shows the gap between what public school teachers are paid and what other college graduates earn had grown to nearly 27% last year. 27%. In 1996, the gap was 6%. The report found on average teachers in 2024 earned 73 cents for every dollar earned by people with similar educations in similar professions. More than just a nostalgic trend, car companies are adding old-fashioned features to their newest cars. We get more from KCBS's Rebecca Gudion.
Automakers are going back to the past, and while we may not be seeing a return to hand-crank windows just yet, touchscreens are out and buttons are back. Carl Brower, executive analyst at iccars.com, explains.
For most of the car's history, you had instant access to primary controls, whether it was a dial or a button. And then suddenly these things got embedded into user interfaces, and they're terrible for avoiding distracted driving, and they're just plain frustrating as well.
It's a matter of safety, too.
I mean, if you've got a simple button and you get some muscle memory on where to reach, you don't even have to look to operate it. If you have to use a touchscreen, you have to look away from the road.
There's a reason why so many cars have touchscreens despite all their problems.
Remember, the big move or the push to do all these virtual buttons on a screen was that it's much cheaper.
But if you're thinking of selling your car from the touchscreen era, don't worry. Industry analyst Alan Braun tells us.
I think it's pretty modest, you know, in the overall scheme of what a vehicle is worth relative to the capabilities of the vehicle.
Rebecca Gudion, KCBS.
I miss the old push button on the Delco radio in my 67 Mustang where I could punch up 74 on the AM dial.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.